Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Colm Tobin, Sebastian Barry and Anne Enright are all previous laureates for Irish Fiction, which is an initiative of the Arts Council. The position is for 3 years and it honours an established Irish writer. Well, I'm joined in the studio now by the newly appointed laureate, Éilis Ní Chaoimhne. You're very welcome to
Thank you very much, Claire.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So what does the position mean to you?
Well, first of all, it's such an amazing honour, and it means gratitude for this huge recognition of my writing life so far over the past 50 years. So it is very nice to be recognised, and I'm in such good company following those wonderful writers.
Absolutely. Who, yeah. And you know, they've each approached it in their own way, and that's what's nice about it is, I mean, I know there is a structure, and you were explaining that to me there when you came in. There is a structure to it, but you can take this and do with it what you will. Have you had time to think about what you'd like to achieve?
Well, I've just known about it for 2 weeks, so I have been pondering and thinking, and I have all kinds of brilliant ideas about what I would like to do. But I think the idea I have is I'm calling my theme the Island of Imagination. And I'd like to, apart from all the, I mean, there is a structure of duties which you carry out, a public lecture every year, interviews, engagements in libraries and in bookshops and so on. And all of those events will be advertised on the Arts Council website, and they're all free to the public. So I think what I would love to do is visit every county in Ireland, if that is possible. I'm obsessed with counties, I think because I live near Croke Park. And it's...
You see the most
it's
of
all
them
about
passing,
the counties.
Passing through.
Yes. And talk to readers groups, readers book clubs and readers groups and writers groups about fiction, what they think is good fiction, and about the fiction that has emanated from their county.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
And do you feel that the mission is to encourage reading and discussion, or is it to encourage writing?
Well, it's probably both, actually. I mean, it is for fiction, so... Yeah, it's for writing and for reading. Mm. I know, I'm pretty sure Colm Tobin focuses quite a lot on the reading aspect, and but which I will do as well, because obviously if you're a writer, you need readers. We need those readers, and of course. We meet the readers in a kind of private and intimate way, normally through, you know, you write your book privately and silently and in solitude, and they read it in that way too. It's a very kind of intimate
private
relationship.
Yeah.
Interesting. But there's also it's also good to discuss the books, which is how the book clubs work. You know, mm-hmm. You read on your own, you have a reaction. But it's so useful to have a discussion and a debate and maybe an argument about what the book is about, what you learn from it, and so on and so forth.
And the motivations of characters. And it's so interesting to hear that somebody else has a completely different
Absolutely.
View about why Mary did that thing.
Exactly. That always happens. I belong to a couple of book clubs, and and so you get a new perspective on it. I think my laureateship, I will be engaged with readers and with writers, but I would want to encourage writing as well. Of course, we have many young writers and in Ireland, and I will be meeting them anyway. There as part of the program, I'll do some workshops on the creative writing programs in the universities. But I'd like to do something else as well. I'm interested in the what we used to call the new Irish, you know, people of mix, who are kind of hybrid, whose mother is from Romania or Poland or Bulgaria, and or even both parents. I'd like to start engaging with those people, the first generation, and encourage writing.
Well, we
from
have
them.
Seen that not just in writing, but also in the performance arts, that there's a whole new layer now to our cultural fabric in Ireland, which is still emerging, you know, and it's to foster that, isn't it?
Absolutely, to foster that. As you know, I write in Irish and English, so of course I'll be engaging with the Irish language writers and the Irish language readers and the communities and the Gaeltacht and elsewhere, who are involved in Irish books.
Can I ask you about that? You're writing, as you say, in Irish and in English. How do you make that decision? When a story comes to you, does it come to you in either language, or do you make that call as you go along?
I think I make the call as I go along. It's a very good question, and one that I find it difficult enough to answer. But I think it has to do with the topic and the setting. So, for instance, when I was writing one of my last books, a little memoir of my childhood, Fáinne Gallen Lae, I started off writing that in English, and then I thought, this is all about being a bilingual child going to a Gael school in Dublin, and really Irish is the language for this book. So that found its language as I explored. And then some of my works are, some of my books especially, are set in the Gaeltacht, or, you know, between Kerry and Dublin, or between Donegal and Dublin. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I have written about that in English as well. But Irish would seem to be the appropriate language for that. So, and yeah.
It almost tells you what language it wants to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ideally, especially in the books where I move from Dublin to Donegal, Kerry, Gaeltacht, I've thought, gosh, it would be great to be able to write them in the two languages.
Yes.
You know? But you can't really do that.
You can't. You have to make a decision.
Yeah.
And then early in your career, and I'm thinking particularly about your very first story in the Irish Press, wasn't it? You didn't publish that under your own name.
No.
Explain to us why you made that decision.
Well, that was way back in, I was 18, I was 19. I was shy girl. Really, I was thinking of the nuns in school, you know, Eilish are, you know, great English student, who, and they'd encouraged me to write. So the story was a kind of love story. And I thought, oh my God, they'll think she's turned into some kind of Edna O'Brien or something. You'd think butter wouldn't melt in her mouth.
You didn't want the nuns to know.
And I'm sure they wouldn't have minded. Well, actually, I'm not sure. And I certainly wasn't sure at that time. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the reasons I didn't want them to know. And possibly, it gave me a bit of cover, you know. And I picked a fancy literary sounding name, Elizabeth Dean. Not very far, though, from the English version of my own name. And, you know, I used that name when I was publishing the stories in the Irish Press over the next, I'd say, about 10 years. But on the third story, David Marcus, the editor, started publishing photos. So I put my photo up. I mean, it was in no way anonymous at that point.
The cover was blown at that stage.
Well, totally, you know, mixed up a young person.
But it's a very revealing thing, isn't it, to write? A very exposing thing.
Yes, that's the thing. Yeah, that was it, I think. Yeah. It is very exposing. I mean, yeah, because writers are private, sort of reserved people, but
introverted, maybe.
Introverted, yeah. Quite often, I think, yeah. I mean, I'm not a great talker or anything, but then they want to publish the stuff. There is a sort of paradox.
There's a bit of
going
a battle.
Yeah.
Well, Eilish, you spoke very well today, so thank you very much for coming in, and we wish you well, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you over the time that you are the Laureate for Irish Fiction. That's Eilish Ni Cuimhne. Thank you very much
for being with us.